Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. There's nowhere else in the world I'd want to be. Man, I'm Pastor John McClain here with Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And apparently, are you still keeping people cool all through the summer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Tucson. It's summer all year long.
Yeah, and now that, but it's when it starts getting cooler, what do you do in the winter for people?
We keep them warm.
Keep them warm
and safe.
Nice. You are a warm and safe type of guy, for sure. So I get that. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving God that not only makes it possible so me and Ron get to come and do the Common Good Radio Show today, but we'll be starting Ron's new show today, The Guys Next Door. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we're excited.
God has blessed us with that. But so I want to thank him, as I do most weeks, by reading the Lord's Prayer that goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And most of all, Lord, thank you for letting me get to this weekend safely and in one piece.
Yeah.
And back in my nice foam bed with my beautiful wife and my amazing family. So I'm sure we'll talk about plenty of that more later in the show about our Veteran Rescue Mission March to the VA. But we got a really awesome couple here with us in studio. This will be the first time they're introduced to our audience too, so I want to definitely give them their due. And we have Matthew and Leah
mm-hmm.
Leah Crandell with Desert Sunset Realty, and I got the pleasure to have lunch with them the other day and really get to learn not only what they do with their realty company, but what they're doing for our local heroes around town. So hopefully we'll get time to kind of talk about that in the Heroes Breakfast as well. But firstly, let's get to the good stuff, because I know Tucson's, you know, has one of many amazing realty companies, and I know you guys are special, you know, in your own way, which is, I felt like, was a cool story to talk about. So, but how did the vision of Desert Sunset Realty come about? And, you know, what values would you say you believe set your brokerage apart in Tucson and Marana communities?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having us. Very much appreciated. It was great to meet you as well.
Thank you.
We have a lot of respect for the work that you do.
I appreciate it.
First, really, we wanted to create something where we could focus on a community give back. We are built upon investing in our community. So we just find ourselves very responsible to do the same thing. So if we're going to advise other people to purchase and buy and sell in our community, we want to be sure that we're focusing on local and giving back everywhere that we can. Our primary differences are communication, which by and large in our industry is unfortunately not very commonly done well. Especially after closing. Transparency with numbers, clients, expectations. A lot of times people don't feel like they were educated properly, and we try to focus to make sure that doesn't happen. And even if it means coming down to telling people, you know, don't sell right now. Maybe it's not the best time for your family, your situation, or an investor. Hey, maybe this one isn't the right one.
And here's kind of like a side curveball in a way. What would you say is like the ideal person to get into the market right now, other than the traditional, if you're renting and you're paying $2,500, $3,000 in a rent, probably now would always be a good time to buy, because even if you're going to get a high interest rate, later you can refinance that down into lower and get that squared away rather than paying somebody else's mortgage. But for you guys, what do you find is like the perfect person is like, you know, okay, yeah, I should be buying a house, and I shouldn't be waiting until, quote unquote, the market gets back to regular.
Right. I would encourage anyone who is in a position to purchase, and that means whatever rates are, whatever inventory is out there, if you can afford the payment, secure a property sooner than later.
Right. And especially for first-time homebuyers, how much percentage do they need to put down?
It varies quite a bit, actually, but as little as zero.
Oh,
there's still down payment assistance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And concessions are still being paid. And we even have a program where we can get a benefit back to them after closing. So,
oh, wow. Mm.
There's a lot of information out there, and people just need to know.
Okay. So you help educate them.
Yes, very much so.
And I'll turn this question to Matt. How would you say like the philosophy that Desert Sunset Realty has translate day to day when it comes to how it impacts the experience that like home buyers and even home and sellers have in regards to you know the way you guys do things?
Well, we coach for them to use the family names to learn about the families and what their needs are rather than focus on the transaction.
Okay.
We don't hire just everybody. I mean, we pick our agents. One of the biggest things is they have to like living in Tucson. You know, that's a main conversation we have in the beginning.
I could see that being something Ron would say as well.
Yeah. Well, it's important to be invested in the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's another thing we kind of make clear in the beginning is that we are going to ask you to invest in your community. So, if that's not in line with your values, then it's probably not the right place for you. So as we've kind of built our team per se, you know, we've just been fortunate to get some very good agents that are, they love Tucson, they love helping. They most of them are already involved with stuff anyway, but they've just been able to kind of use their skills and their volunteer work and stuff to help us do more.
Nice.
That's great. Nice. How many is on your team?
I believe we have 6 agents right now.
Okay.
Nice. And I guess real quickly, explain to people the Hero Breakfast. I say we probably have about 30 seconds to describe it, and then I want you guys after that to let people know how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. So the Hero Breakfast is not a nonprofit. It's something that we just started. I would call it a project. And the idea is that at least once a quarter, we invite 5 local heroes to breakfast with a guest, and it's just a thank you. They get breakfast and a couple gifts from some other local businesses.
Nice.
And I mean, it really is just our way to give back to the community and recognize local heroes. Herobreakfast.com is how you nominate a local hero.
Yeah.
And if you believe they're a hero, they qualify.
Cool.
It doesn't have to be a specific profession or anything. If your sister drove you to school every day in high school and she's your hero, then we'd like to thank her.
Nice. And definitely keep an eye out for more from this coming. I think it's just such an amazing project. I really want to, you know, partner with them as much as they'll have me. So certainly listeners, keep an ear out for this. But for those who want to get contacted with you guys and you know, whether they want to refinance or they want to, you know, get into a new house, what does that process look like? How can I get hold of you?
They can call me directly. We own the company. I'm the broker. My name is Leah, and my phone number is 520-404-6869. You can also find us DesertSunsetRealtyTucson.com.
.com. Easy enough.
I would love to be a resource, even if it doesn't mean direct business.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Leah, Matthew. I look forward to having you guys on so much more. It's certainly seemed like to be a wealth of information. I'm Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show. And we got Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, keeping you cool all summer, keeping you warm all winter. And after we get back, likely we'll be speaking with the fine ladies of Better Business Bureau. But we want to thank, I don't even have time to thank our sponsors. So we'll thank them after the next break. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Red and Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, keeping you warm all winter long.
That's right.
Yeah. He's like a
myself and the sun, you know.
And the sun, yeah, for sure. And I'm guessing probably the systems that you help maintain and fix, so
yeah,
that way
they'll
blow warm air toward their people's bodies.
Right. When you want it to be warm.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Or what do you do during the summer?
Oh, I keep people cool all summer long. Cool.
And as I say, the coolest guy in Tucson. So are you still the coolest guy in Tucson during the winter?
If I ask you, you'd say yes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Well,
and if I'll just go with that.
And if we ask your wife. Hottest guy in the world. Uh-huh. So.
If we ask his wife. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
There's
a little
female perspective right there.
That's fun. So that awesome, beautiful, amazing female voice that we hear. That is Miss Kiki Rogers of Country Financial. She is our next honored guest, and we're honored to have her. Thank you for joining us, Kiki.
Thank you for having me again. I absolutely enjoy and love being here.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it, just mm-hmm. to kind of just dote on you as much as I possibly can, just ever since I met you, our friendship has thickened more and more and more. You've mm-hmm. helped me in so many ways, whether it was my insurance or just kind of just conversations helping me, giving me a different perspective to things and future projects. I don't want to spoil too much, but just a lot of stuff that we have on the horizons is just such a blessing to be your friend. So thank you.
And the feelings are mutual. Yeah. Definitely.
And I mean, and I feel the same way about Ron. So yeah, mm-hmm. we're in good company today, aren't
we?
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
It's a fun studio today.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So last time we had you on here, we talked about Kiki's Key number one.
Yeah, Kiki's Keys number one is if it isn't written, it doesn't happen.
Okay, mm-hmm. and we really flushed that out. And I loved how the structure of it and how we kind of really, anybody who didn't get it, they got it at the end of it. Mm-hmm. So this time, let's do the same for Kiki's Key number two.
So Kiki's Key number two has evolved a little bit since I first wrote this, but my Kiki's Key number two is find your people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And then spend your energy with them, you know?
Right. Develop your people.
Surround yourself with people of similar values and goals with you and support each other.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I set that up with my intro somehow.
Yeah, wasn't that perfect? You're like on the auras or something were synced in there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's so expound on that more.
Well, I think I've noticed this a lot with the younger generation. So I'm so Gen X, you know,
right.
Like classic. But I see in my young son who's going to be 18 in 27 days. Mm, so early happy birthday, Adam, on the radio for you there.
That gives me a chills just to hear having three teenage boys myself.
So my youngest has just so many great boundaries about himself and so much about what he wants for his life and redefining what success means to that generation, redefining what family means, what friendships mean, what relationships mean. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into all the pros and cons and theologies of it, but I do see that they have identified as far as who is important in their life and why, and spending their energy towards people that are beneficial and loving and supportive in your life, and not spending your energy on people that aren't, regardless of what title or role or expectation was predisposed upon that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And especially when you're younger, hanging around with the wrong people can really take you down some bad roads.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember being that age myself everything's so emotional. But I really admire when I watch my kid and his friends just kind of say, these are what I look for in my friendships. And if you don't fall within that, that's okay. But you're going to do that on your own time, not on my energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that being said, then every time I meet with you, John, you build me up, you and Wes and Ron and Frank. Every time I get to the joy to being in the same room with you, you guys lift me up. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that about you, and I love doing so for you. And so I think when a rising tide lifts all ships, you know, it's definitely helpful. We're all in that same friendship together.
Yeah, and we're all supporting each other.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's something that I say, whether it's to my teenage boys regularly or the guys in my program or, you know, other men that I mentor to or just work alongside or even my parents at time, I'm regularly saying you are the makeup of the top five people you hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I'm super intentional about who I spend my time with because of that. And I try to, and in hope that, you know, my kids will practice that as well. Cause I have seen, we've all seen in our lives. And thankfully, like you're saying, it's the top five people I hang out with, definitely within the top 10 are the people in this studio, you know, are you Kiki and are you Ron and Wesley, who's outside the window making faces at me while we're sitting here talking, and, you know, and these amazing people who in their own right, thankfully, our pillars, the community, are servants of God in their own capacity, and that's what I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, and that's why I really love this tip of, you know, find your people, because, man, I've been so blessed to have found my people, people like you, Kiki, who I think we've, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months, you know, we've known each other. Once we find each other, we're like, oh, there's one of my people.
Right.
Yeah.
But it took that step of getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah. and that can be very uncomfortable. Mm. Anxiety is something I personally struggle with. Mm-hmm. The larger the crowd, the more my heart palpates. And but taking that extra step to give you that call after either networking or meeting a business associate or even just meeting your neighbor, taking that step to say, how's it going? Can we do lunch? Can we visit? Can we get to know each other? Mm, what right. motivates you? What are your values? Here are mine. How can we find our common ground?
Mm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you probably think, yes, what does this have to do with insurance?
Exactly. What I
want to know. Because insurance sales is relational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm never going into meeting anybody and saying, how can I sell you an insurance policy?
Mm-hmm.
Every meeting I have with people is, what are your goals? What are you doing to achieve those goals? And where can I help you with that?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah.
Nice. And so for people that want to plug in to, actually, real quick, mm-hmm. what are kind of even the list of services that you can provide for people?
Thank you for asking. Yeah. So your home, auto insurance, renter's insurance, life insurance is a big one. One of my biggest sellers is life insurance for children. And if you want to know more about that, I would love to share why.
Mm-hmm.
And I also sell some off products like mobile home, pet insurance, things of that nature as well.
Okay. And then how can people get a hold of you if they want to plug in?
My number is 520-848-5003. That is my direct number. And if I'm not available, my assistant can take the call or we will give you a call right back.
Awesome. And then also go to Kiki Rogers / Country Financial.
Yeah, if you just search Kiki Rogers Country, it'll pull up either on Google or Facebook.
And that's Kiki Rogers without the D.
That's right. KIKIROGERS.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Kiki.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. And this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, that's right, that's my name, a Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And this time, I'm going to thank my sponsors. A special thanks to our sponsors, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Trying to step in there and help.
Gap Ministries, I think my headphones went out. BBB Serving Southern Arizona, Seton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Mark Wise, your Lexus guy, Sonoran Senior Solutions, Deserts Sunset Realty, JDB Designs, Vet and Rescue Mission, and White Stallion Ranch. Actually, and in Screw on Screw Theater, and the Tucson Tasty Show. We got a lot of supporters. We love them all. All that and more after this break. Hello, everyone. All of you. You there? Yep. You in the back, in the front there, over on the side. Hello. Hi. Welcome. I am Pastor John McClain. I'm with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We highlight the good in the community. You're in the right place. I'm here with one of the many amazing people in the community, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. He's been nice enough to join me here in the co-pilot seat to take you on this beautiful flight. I hope you have your refreshments ready there for you, and I hope you like the in-flight movie. If you didn't, you had a remote, you could have changed it, so it's really your fault. But we have Curtis Rollman with Action Print and Copy also in studio with us, and we're going to be talking about the amazing work that they do. For one, I've been blessed to have a great relationship with this guy for too long, and this amazing organization's done, I want to think, at least over a dozen jobs easy for our organization. And I don't know if you've ever used Action Print Copy, have you, Ron?
I haven't yet.
Interesting.
No. We need to change that.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta fix that. I think
because I have your jingle running through my head right now. I can't.
It works.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, for sure. And those vehicles, it's hard to go to another part of town and not see one of you guys' vehicles.
Well, so, good.
Yeah.
Good. Hopefully, exactly. They're hard at work.
They are. From what I've seen. What I've seen, for sure. I don't see your guys loafing.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, even though Frank, he would attest that he does, but no, even him, he's hustling from one meeting to another, or probably one job to another.
Yeah,
you know,
one lunch to another.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, "Oh, I'm so full," just like napping in his car. Have to wake him up so he can go to the next meeting. Yeah. But I guess real quick, let's just touch on. I know the last time you were here, we were talking about your new location, Curtis. Tell us about that. How's that going?
Well, anybody that has ever dealt with construction and building out a place, you know, knows that it never happens on time.
Mm-hmm.
No. So we're in the middle of that. They're hoping to have most of the construction done by December 1st,
mm-hmm.
and we hope to get it built out internally with equipment and some of the things, and we'll probably push it until the first part of January before we open. But nice. We're at the new location is going to be at Broadway and Craycroft.
Okay.
And we're going to be offering all the same services that we do at the other two shops, and a little bit more.
Mm.
We have a little bit more space, and we've invested in some equipment that will give us some new capabilities.
Mm.
And we're just going to keep growing the business. And
that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of work. I gotta spend the money and get it set up so that we do it right. And but yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, well, whatever you're doing, it seems to be working, because not only did you win an award earlier this year, or just recently, you just won another award out in Green Valley. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to win Best Printer in Tucson at the Reader's Choice recently, and they do a similar type thing down there in that market, Green Valley and Sahuarita, and we won Best Printer in the Green Valley Sahuarita market as well. That's always a nice thing. It's sort of validation to my employees and to myself, but more, I really appreciate it. It's the people vote for it. And, again, I appreciate my people getting that validation.
Mm-hmm.
And, we put ourselves out there for it, and we kind of just let the votes come. Like I said, it's just something good to hang our hat on, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you have a location down in Green Valley,
yeah,
and then two up here in Tucson, or you
yeah,
all have
we,
two up
yeah,
here in
we
Tucson?
Yeah, we have one here at First and Prince in Tucson, and then one in Green Valley. I always try to put Green Valley and Sahuarita together, because I want all those people in Sahuarita to go just a little bit south, not not go north. We love when they come to our shop in Tucson, but it's an interesting market down there, and so it's at I-19 and Esperanza.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And so they do everything just like we do in Tucson,
right?
And then, like I said, the new one coming. So we're going to be dispersed, I think, in a pretty good spread, and mm-hmm. and we'll get that one going, and then who knows what the future
right.
brings. So
that's cool. And I know this is a question I always ask Ron, just in regards to kind of his industry. It always, we're transitioning out of him keeping people cool during the summer and now keeping them warm during the winter, and there's a process, and then there's usually seasonal stuff that people do. Is that same dynamic exists within your industry, where there's certain seasonal things that people are usually getting this time of year versus other times of
year? I mean, we do this is the time of year, and even earlier is calendars. I mean, everybody's getting their calendars together for 2024. We'll have people that come in and just want two or three for their family. They send them out at Christmas, and then we'll have others, businesses or organizations that might want 2,000.
Mm. Wow.
It's kind of calendar season.
Mm-hmm.
We do some greeting cards. It's mostly custom type stuff, but summer times are generally slower for us. Schools are a big part of our business, and everything that's related to schools, it kind of goes hand in hand. People go on vacation in the summertime.
Yeah.
Kids are out of school, so it's generally a little slower then. But otherwise, it's we're working a lot with businesses, small and large, and so they always need marketing materials. And so there's, other than maybe calendars or certain things that the schools print at the beginning of each year, it's really not, luckily it's not too seasonal, but we do have some larger events also. That everything happens in the wintertime for us,
right.
The bigger events, because the weather's great.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's when everyone's here.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in Green Valley. That's a whole different community type thing, with snowbirds and that sort of thing.
I'm guessing it booms, especially down there, huh?
Yeah. Although a lot more people are staying all year long now.
Hmm.
Like I said, we all year long, we're hustling and working hard. So, and the growth has been good. And so obviously we're expanding, and you know, I just hope to give opportunity to my people and obviously grow the business just all around. And
cool.
Plus, Broadway and Craycroft's a little bit closer to my house, so that's
nice.
Yeah, that's never a, bad thing, right?
Yeah, right.
I put plenty of miles on every day.
I could see that. Yeah, yeah, I could see that. Just hustling from place to place, or just going
everywhere.
In the first place. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So, how can people get a hold of you? How they can plug in?
Well, our website is www.printapc.com. They can reach us at First and Prince in, here in Tucson, I-19 Esperanza. But like all that information is on our website, printapc.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Curtis.
Thanks for having me. That's good to see you, Ron.
Thank you.
Let's do some business together.
Yes, sounds good.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite. He is my favorite printing place, actually. I don't even know one of them. I don't know who my other one would be. But Action Print and Copy, definitely check them out. I go to Prince and First very, very often. And also, if you haven't checked out the Arizona Sands Club, please do. We do a networking meeting there the first Wednesday of every month, where we invite all of our supporters to come join us. And the second and fourth Wednesday, there's also a cool networking meeting. We'll be right back.
We're here with a new segment called The Guys Next Door. What are you doing, Joe?
I was trying to get my headset ready. I guess my headset died on me.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I wanted to really freak you out. So, did it work?
Yeah, it freaked me out. I'm like, what's he doing over there?
He's having a seizure. So, yeah, we're good now.
So, we're doing a new segment called The Guys Next Door. It's brought to you by Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Yeah.
I'm your host, and Pastor John is our co-host.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be doing this weekly at the end of the Common Good radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the beginning of the Tucson Tasty show.
Right, right.
So this is, this is special. I'm actually excited to be here. We have an amazing first guest, and this has definitely been a brainchild that we had that...
We've been talking about this for a long time. Yeah, it's been something that's in the pipeline for a long time, and we finally decided that we needed to do it.
It had to be done, and I think primarily because we saw there just was a space that was needed for these conversations, and two, just because we wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. Why'd you do it? Well, because I wanted to.
Because I wanted to, yeah, pretty much.
But I think, you know, just to lay the foundation, we're going to try to bring you special guests every week.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just talk about things in the community and what we're doing and what we're seeing out there. And things that we could get involved with, and hopefully other people could get involved with.
Yeah, and I think in a nutshell, at least the way I've been explaining it, is we'll be talking about the things that guys care about. You know, not saying that the women in our community don't care about them as well, but you know, all too often, maybe you'll find a sports show, or you'll find a business show, or you'll find, you know, these different types of shows, but you know, not a, like the way I was thinking. I know you remember back in the day. Remember the man show?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
a man show.
I like to think like a man show without the filthiness.
Yeah,
right. For sure. Like you know, a show where we can talk about faith and love and children and family and things that are actually
raising your kids.
Exactly, stuff that like is actually from the heart and not just sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Yeah,
you know, that's not the only thing men care about.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, hey, Frank, you're here too, right?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm just listening.
No, yeah, this is the show, brother. Yeah. It's like, I guess kind of like just to roll you into it, like what do you think about kind of like that concept of like, where would you go? Like, what media do you tune into to find the stuff that like, that you care about, that speaks to your sentiments?
Hey man, I'm an 80s rock guy, so that's really all I listen to.
Uh-huh.
I don't get too much into anything else.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah. And so I guess kind of we'll start off with the idea of sports.
Yeah.
And funny enough, Ron, when we hang out, whether we have lunch or just hang out together, we haven't really spoke about like whose team is what and who's into what sport particularly and all that stuff. So
no, not too much. I guess last year we spoke a lot about high school sports because my son was playing
for sure.
High school football.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of, that was our focus for 4 years.
Yeah.
That was our life was high school football.
So I'll let you, how about you pick the sport and we'll start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about U of A football right now.
Okay.
That's the hottest thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something. It's almost like astonishing a little bit, isn't it?
I guess you can say that, you know, he put a process in place and then he followed through with it. And, you know, you had to trust the process, and they did. They brought in the right kids. They brought in the right coaches. And they laid down the foundation and what they needed to do and the plays they needed to run. And they all just put it together.
Yeah. And it seems like that, like, kind of the real key with this team, more than anything else, more than having like that superstar name that's going to be a top 10 draft pick, is they're just consistent.
Yeah. They're consistent.
A stable, structured, organized team.
Right. You can tell that they're well coached. They're where they're supposed to be. You know, they're covering where they're supposed to be. They're running the routes they're supposed to be. They're blocking where they're supposed to be. And things just start falling into place.
Yeah.
And it's not an accident. It's just been this whole process for the last 3 years.
Yeah. And I mean, I bet you when you say that, and we'll bring kind of like maybe bring you into this, Frank, in regards to the teams that you've been on, like you've built a team yourself, Ron, with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, where it's like, whether it's Frank or Ryan or Trevor or yourself, Janae, your sons, like that's a pretty solid team.
It is. It's the best team we've ever had.
Like I'd say you got a couple all-stars, you know, among you for sure.
Yeah,
but
I'd agree.
All of them are like they play their role. You know, none of them are prima donnas about it. They do what they need to do. You put the right people where they need to be, and as a happenstance, success comes from it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. What would you say in regards to that, Frank?
I think a lot of that is laying the foundation and the expectation. And like you said, no prima donnas, and you know, everybody's grounded. You talk to Frank the Tank over there, he's grounded. He's not arrogant about what he's doing, but he's very good at what he does. So I think as U of A goes, it's been a 3-year process of trusting it, and I think they all bought into the system, and now it's paying off. I mean, what other team is 6-0 against the spread? They're doing very, very well, and I just want them to beat ASU. That's what I care about.
Every year. That's their Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's just they're bowl eligible, and just to think, and not only this year, but just to think what's on the horizon for this team.
Yeah, the future looks bright.
Yeah. It's a good time to be a U of A alumni now, huh?
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
So I guess let's skip over to local events, particularly since we have a big, probably, you know, one of, if not Tucson's biggest event this weekend.
You're right.
Yeah, going on, you know, right this very moment, I'm guessing, in some capacity. I guess I'll let you go into that more,
the
Ron.
Tucson.
Yeah, you know a lot more about it than I do. I'm just a spectator.
Right. So they are celebrating their 40th year of doing El Tour de Tucson. It was voted the best bicycle race in the United States. 7,500 people are participating in it.
Wild.
Yeah. So it is. It is wild.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank will actually, he'll be there also. Frank is with Tucson Tamale.
This is going to be the second year we're there. We're going to be inside. I've heard a good buzz about us being there. Last year we were there and we were doing a bunch of samples. This year you can actually buy from us inside.
When you say inside, what do you mean?
We are in the concession stands with the TCC.
Okay.
So Eric Smiley Face will be there that day.
Right.
So come up and say hi.
Nice.
He's really cool to chat with. Just come by. We got some Tucson originals, some favorites that we've been serving for a long time in Tucson. In fact, we have our 15-year anniversary coming up next week.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Last year you had a huge line.
Yeah.
Everyone was getting your tamales.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It was a long line, and this year we're going to be selling that. And we'll have plenty of tamales for hopefully all 7,500 people.
Well, good. Yeah, I look forward to it.
That's cool. Well, tell us more about, I mean, as well as kind of Tucson Tamale Company being involved with the El Tour de Tucson, what are some other community events or other charitable events you guys are part of within the community? We'll use that as like a pivot to start talking about the charitable work
being done. Coming up, we're doing the 4th Avenue Street Fair, which we haven't done in a long time.
Okay.
We did a veterans show that was up in Oro Valley
nice.
A couple months ago.
Okay.
That was
that
great.
The concert?
Or? Yeah, the concert at the park.
Heroes for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did that. That was really fun. It was
rocking for the heroes.
Yes. They had a great band. We did very well out there. Mm-hmm. We did a Pride event at Randolph.
Nice.
And, you know, we try and get into as many little local Tucson things we can to support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's about.
And our biggest thing we do is the Festival of Books, which is one of the bigger events in Tucson.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And that's coming up in March. So that's going to be fun again. It's always really busy, but it's very fun at the same time. We meet a lot of new people.
That's cool.
Right.
Yeah, and then I know we were talking about before the show, Ron, how you regularly, Picture Rocks, and you particularly volunteer at the food giveaway at ICS, I guess.
Right. Interfaith Community Services. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they have a food giveaway. Mostly it's produce, but they have a food giveaway once a month. Mm-hmm. And our team participates with them, helps them out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And I keep saying I'm going to do that.
We're going to see you there next month.
I'll be there. So,
but yeah, we love doing that. I mean, we're a service company and that's what we were built on. So, mm-hmm. We're not all about just selling you something. We want to go out and serve the community also.
Yeah. What would you say? What would you say about that, Frank? Would you see that's kind of like part of being a Tucsonan? Is that like that giving heart? Seems to be a common theme I see.
Absolutely. We do the same thing with other charitable people. We donate our tamales.
Nice.
We donate our time. Mm-hmm. We donate a lot of us, you know, back to the community, because without the community, we wouldn't be who we are.
Yeah. That's right.
So as well as Ron knows, if it wasn't for Tucson, there'd be no business. We're the same way. So born and bred here, we got to take care of our own. And we love doing that, especially kids. I mean, we just gave to the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, to sponsor a child.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. So, I mean, we've sponsored volleyball teams at different schools, trying to get into CDO right now, but you never know how that is.
Yeah.
But I really think giving back to the community is a big part of being a local owner.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, in my experience, it's like, it's the differentiation of the organizations I'm working with nowadays versus, you know, the organizations I'd worked with maybe in my younger years, where I didn't realize a holistic relationship between doing good for your community means doing good for your organization. Like there's no one or the other, particularly like you can only take so much from the community until the community goes, we know your tricks.
Yeah.
You got to give back as well. So,
yeah, you do.
Yeah. And I've been blessed to be, you know, connected with Ron and seeing the example that he leads, particularly in that Picture Rock Cooling, Heating and Plumbing follows in that. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's our show.
That went quick.
Yeah, this is The Guys Next Door. I'm Pastor John here with the hosts, Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating and Plumbing. We'll catch you next week. And actually, right after this, you'll get some more Guys Next Door with the Tucson Tasty Show.